morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Charles Palkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Jackson Hole Jewish community and the Chabad Jewish Center of Wyoming plan to turn annual Hanukkah celebrations into vigils and commemorations of life. That's after gunmen killed at least 15 people in Australia during a Jewish holiday celebration over the weekend. National outlets are reporting that the shooting on the first day of Hanukkah was one of the deadliest attacks on the Jewish community in Australian history. Chabad will host an annual town square menorah lighting on December 20th, and also that day, the Jackson Hole Jewish community is inviting the public to attend its 47th annual Hanukkah party at the Jackson Hole Conference Center. New coal leasing will once again be allowed in Northeast Wyoming, the top-producing region in the country. However, it's unclear if the market is interested. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
President Trump signed the legislation from Wyoming Representative Harriet Hageman last week,
overturning Biden's Wyoming coal ban, thereby undoing one of the most important components of his aggressive war on coal.
The previous land use plan for the Powder River Basin went into effect this time last year. It ended new coal leasing in the region, largely because of the industry's harmful emissions, but it didn't end current coal activity, which is expected to dry up by 2041. Trump's signature on Hageman's bill prevents any future ban on new coal leasing in the region. It also reverts the land use plan to the previous, adopted in 2015, which did allow new leasing. However, it might not change much. There hasn't been a successful sale in the Powder River Basin in over a decade. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using AI technology. They can talk with kids like a trusted friend and mimic human emotions. Eric Galatas with the Public News Service reports a child advocacy group is urging parents not to buy artificial intelligence toys for their children this holiday season.
Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says the toys are being marketed with a promise of safety and learning despite mounting evidence showing their potential for harm.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report found that some AI toys talk with kids about sexually explicit topics or offer advice on where to find matches or knives and often have limited or no parental controls. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that has created dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to self-harm. Fake AI-generated images have even been linked to teen suicides. This is Eric Galatas reporting for the Wyoming News Service.
Wyoming's legislative and judicial leaders swore in Pine Bluffs Mayor Justin Fornstrom to the state legislature yesterday. Fornstrom fills the vacancy left by the death of longtime Laramie County Representative John Eklund last month. The ceremony was presided over by House Speaker Chip Nyman and Chief Justice Lynn Boomgarten. It marks the end of the process to fill Eklund's seat. Nyman appointed Fornstrom to serve on the Joint Agriculture, State, and Public Lands Committee, as well as the Select Water Committee. Laramie County Commissioner selected Fornstrom from a list of three names submitted by the county's Republican Party. The Veterans Administration opened up a new clinic in Rock Springs last week. As Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, it's an upgrade from the previous location.
In a break between the flurry of unpacking boxes and putting up artwork, I caught Christina Miller on the phone. She's the public affairs officer for the Sheridan VA.
Today is the first day of seeing patients at our new clinic that was built from the ground up for our veterans here in Rock Springs, so we're really excited about it.
It's 2,500 square feet larger and will have PT on site. Veterans enrolled with the VA can go to any location around the country, and Miller says Rock Springs is a good launch pad for people needing more advanced care.
people can still enjoy the rural aspect of being in Wyoming, but access those kind of specialties very easily by a pretty short drive in Wyoming terms down to Salt Lake.
Veterans can enroll for coverage through the VA at any time with no extra enrollment fee. Roughly 2,500 veterans in Rock Springs are currently enrolled with the VA. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
And finally, the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality has placed a mobile testing unit near the Rollins Family Recreation Center. The goal is to monitor Rollins air quality downwind of oil and gas operations. The daily data will be available real-time on DEQ's website. DEQ rotates its mobile testing units around the state, and they typically stay in one spot for a year. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The Heart Mountain Wyoming Foundation will be hosting an exchange with Japanese students, professors, and museum professionals next year. The Cody Enterprise reports a grant will support two groups from Japan who will each spend a week at Heart Mountain, engaging in site tours, collections-based activities, and a training workshop with staff, former incarcerees, and camp descendants. Then, four staff and one board member will go to Japan to conduct workshops at the partner universities and experience their partner museums. The Wyoming Semi-Quincentennial Planning Task Force invites you to join a nationwide event next year. People can join the celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary by hosting a potluck. America's Potluck encourages people to gather, share food, and celebrate what unites us. All you have to do is plan the event with some friends and family, register it, and enjoy. Some local quilters are putting together a community quilt for the nation's anniversary. The Gillette News Record reports there are 3 days left to submit a square that has to do with American history or the nation's flag. Once the quilt is complete, each quilter can sign their block. Then it will be displayed at various 250th celebrations. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many University of Wyoming alum are currently active NFL players? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the poorest community in Wyoming? Among Wyoming cities, Laramie has the highest portion of people living below the poverty line at 23.9%. While Wyoming's median annual household income is $74,800, Laramie's is just $59,800. Congratulations to Terry Foreman, who was the first to submit the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.